Fringe Fest. Now here are your hosts, Stacy and Steve.
So it's season two, Cringers. That's right, we're back, and we've been saving up all the insanity just for you. Let's hit it without hitting it. I don't know. This is still a work in progress. What have we been watching, Steve?
Wait. I want to know what we're hitting.
I don't know. I just thought let's hit it sounded kind of fun and exciting, and
okay.
We're hitting a fish.
Right. So we're hitting a fish?
I don't know. It's a new season. I kind of want to just juice things up, fly by the seat of my pants.
Juice.
Okay.
I don't know what juice means, but we'll talk about that later.
Brighten it up. Do something different. Do something new. Yeah.
It's like glitter, sparklies.
Let's hit it.
Whee!
Sparkles everywhere.
Yes, it is. It's season two. We've been away for 8 months.
Honestly, it was a great idea to watch all those horrible movies until it wasn't such a great idea.
We took a mental health break.
We really did need to take a mental health break.
We needed that. There's only so much thanks turkey, whatever his name is, thanks killing that you can watch.
Yeah, there's only
yeah, and your brain gets full of evil and bad things. So we took a cleansing break, and then. What we had last summer, right? I went off on the summer, did some stuff. You did some stuff in the summer. And then we had last winter, and we did stuff in the winter. I went back off in the winter, did some more stuff. And now it's like springtime, the time of renewal and rebirth.
And we have been refreshed and rebirthed. I don't know.
I haven't. I bought some this placenta stuff in a jar. It's supposed to be really great for old people. I rubbed it all over my very wrinkly parts. It didn't seem to make much difference. But.
What is it? A whole bunch of people ended up getting HIV because they were doing the vampire facials.
I saw that online today. What in the world?
Oh, I've heard of it.
I saw the headline. I refused to click through to that. So they got blood injected into them, and some of it was HIV.
So basically, from what I understand, they're supposed to take your blood and do some kind of pinprick.
I saw this picture of this woman that had all these little pinpricks and bloody spots on her face.
Yeah, so it's like reseeding a lawn. It's the little poking things, but they use blood instead. And apparently people never really realized that there was an epidemic of HIV and AIDS and did not take care of whatever. It's just like you're going to a barber shop and you're basically messing with blood. What do you think is going to happen? These people have no sanitation training at all.
Yeah,
I mean, at least tattoo parlors have to do their testing. They have to show that they're cleanliness. They have to show all of the stuff in order to even open their doors. These people did not.
So there's like a new AIDS.
So far, it's
epidemic's
just
too big a word, but
so far it's just
outbreak
HIV.
Of AIDS from people who are getting their faces.
It hasn't
bloods of various humans.
Well, apparently, I don't know. I didn't click into it either, but I just.
So here we are.
HIV.
Stacy and I have no idea what we're talking about, but we are very upset about it.
Well, they said HIV. If it had gone to morph into AIDS, I think it would be like red alerts everywhere.
Okay.
But you would think that some Yahoo at a beautician's station messing with blood is a good idea and sanitary.
It's probably not. It's probably not a good idea. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's like going to Claire's to get your ears pierced. Just go to a friggin' tattoo parlor and get it done right. That's my opinion. Did you mute yourself by accident or something? Oh, it's a lag.
No,
it's lag.
It's my default microphone automatically switched to my niece's AirPods in the next room.
So all of a sudden, she's just like hearing us talk.
Yeah, right. I guess. Oh,
that's awesome.
Okay. All right. I hope so we'll stay back. I don't know how to undo that. I'll figure that out.
No, it wasn't anything important. It was us making fun out of people
Stupid Apple. I changed my Apple ID today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I got this note from Apple that says, the password you are using for your Apple ID has been detected in multiple data leaks. And they were very quick to point out that it did not come from a data leak from them. It came from a data leak from a bank I used to have an account with, and I happened to use the same password as I'm using with Apple.
Ah.
Okay. So, I changed my Apple ID password, which is now Stacy something something. It was, I'll tell you what the first one was. It was Stacy West Rob with special characters and numbers and stuff put in there.
Okay.
I knew I could remember that, and it helps me remember how to spell Stacy. That it's
fair enough.
Y-E, or in my case, Y-3.
Okay.
Okay. Change it all to that, and it says, your Apple ID has been locked down due to too many attempts at your password change. Please change your password again.
Okay.
So, you know, I've got 7 different Apple devices in my house, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I went through this on all 7, and by about the time I got to the 4th one, the lockdown happened again. So mm-hmm. I come up with another password. Stacy and Speedy are my friends. You know, something like
that.
Hello, Speedy. Ruff, ruff. And
at least he was kind enough to leave the room.
I changed like 4 of the 6 to that. It locked it down again. So then what I finally found out after, you know, like Googling it a whole bunch is that it's because I had stolen device protection on one of my iPhones.
Okay.
That it would, like, after X number of attempts or changes,
mm-hmm.
just lock everything up. So I finally figured out how to turn that off, got everything done. My new password is Stacy is my buddy, and it's spelled correctly, Stacye, right? And that's, so yeah, that's my new Apple password. And I
found... Now every single cringer is like going... Right. Yeah, it's just not worth it.
You figure out the permutations of that. You know, you gotta replace, you know, character special plan. It'll
right.
Nobody would ever figure. Anyway, it took me like most of the day today.
Uh-huh.
Only because Apple says, "Hey, there's been a breach. It wasn't us. It was somebody else. But you should change your password." Oh my God! It was really quite awful. It makes me want to have fewer Apple devices. And right. even got my Apple TV. I couldn't go. I went out to watch MSNBC so I could become really upset. That's what MSNBC does for me. It makes me very irritated.
Okay.
I went out to watch that, expecting Katie Tourer would, you know, really really upset me with whatever mm-hmm. was going on in the world. And I couldn't even get in that because my Apple ID was invalid. It was terrible. I can't watch TV without getting all these passwords right now.
Right. No, I'm actually kind of fascinated because this is not something I would have ever thought would be an issue. Finding out that it's like, yeah, I have all these things and it all works together great. And
yeah, right.
You have to change your password.
Right. It's like, oh, we can't sync through the iCloud because this one device has the wrong password. So mm-hmm. I change the password on that and it says, ooh, the whole thing's locked up now. You've changed passwords too many times because we assume that your devices have been stolen.
Right.
But You go into settings, you find the little switch that says turn off stolen mode,
right.
Stolen tracking, and then you can change everything. But it took a while. It took a long time. Hours. Oh. It took hours.
That's, I mean.
Yeah.
Yay, but boo.
Yay. Yeah, right. So what have you been doing for the last 8 months?
Well, we had record snows. So not a lot.
How do you have record snow in Alaska?
Global warming.
Oh, okay. Okay. Have you had like more snow than you usually do? Because you usually have like...
We got over 125 inches. So within the first...
I think you would have, you'd measure your snow in feet.
Maybe it's feet. I don't... All I know is that my arms are exhausted. My snowblower geeked out on us for a little while and then somehow worked itself through that. So when you turned it on, it would go, the little spout thing would just sit there and do this, and you couldn't turn it. So, like,
boy, I wish you guys could see what Stacey's doing. She's doing this thing with her hand. It's like a hand jive. It's like an upside down hand jive. And then this one part's going up and down. And so the top part's going up and down, and the bottom part's going left and right.
So the spout itself would...
like an alligator. Okay.
Or an angry goose. But it worked itself out. But yeah, we were... I mean, I got a dog run so that the dogs could have a specific place to trample down when it snows. Well, it snowed so heavy and so fast that I didn't even get to string it up. So all this...
All right, what do you mean string it up?
You have the T-posts for the dog run.
Oh, you didn't...
And then you have a string... I didn't even...
You assemble the dog run.
Nope.
Because
there was just so much...
The dogs crap all over the yard, and then, because you've told me this before, you have to go out and, like, dig the frozen dog poop out, because, what do you call it, sometime in the spring, the breakup?
The
breakup happens, and then all of a sudden, all the dog poop's out there, and it retains its aroma.
Well, so the problem was, is...
When it thaws.
They had so much yard to kind of jump through the snow that... Okay. I was worried that the whatever tunnel system or track system that they would create would collapse on them.
Oh,
so out to the backside
they go. They're little short dogs. So yeah.
Yeah.
They go dig through the snow and then they could wind up getting buried.
Yeah. So out to the backyard they went, where I could shovel the backyard because it's a smaller area. I could shovel that and give them, you know, space. But then all of a sudden, with the snow removal of the roof, my 6 foot tall fence is now, they're jumping on it. Putting their paws on it.
Okay, I'm gonna fill this in. Somebody comes out and drags a big tool across your roof, right?
I need to go up there just to see if any of the shingles were damaged.
Okay, but pulls the snow off onto the ground. Mm-hmm. And that, as a result of that, you got much...
Added more.
Okay.
So my 6 foot tall fence is now, they're jumping on it, and their paws are now on 6 foot tall fence. So I'm digging around.
So they could like jump over the 6 foot tall fence. They could like climb up the snowbank and just...
Yeah, so I would go out and I would shovel as much as I could as a trench.
Yeah.
And then I went to Lowe's and got like not chicken wire because it's too flimsy, but something in between chicken wire and fencing. And I added another 3 feet of that to the fence line so that at least it would block them from getting overly excited and jumping.
Get up through the banked up snow and then leap over that. You're a good dog, Mom. You know what? If my dogs were that energetic, I would just do a Christy Gnome and let them go. I would just say, that's a bad dog. And then I would get my shotgun and I would draw.
I can't believe you're actually going there. That's pretty hardcore there,
Sorry about that. I grew up with people that would say, you know, I got this new dog and we went and took it out hunting 3 or 4 times and that old dog just can't hunt. And then the next time they went hunting, they'd take the dog with them and the dog wouldn't come home.
So
I'm not saying that's right. I'm saying very, very wrong, but yeah.
When Speedy had his growth plate surgery, the vet, because he's a purebred, the vet's like, okay, so do you want to do the surgery or do you just want to put him down? I'm like, what now? Because it's considered any kind of illness or genetic dispositions. Breeders will it's messed up. It's messed up.
That's just wasted money. You take them off to the gravel pit, you shoot them, same place you take the goats.
So terrible. That's just let the dog. Just let the dog be a porch dog, like you said. Just let the dog do its own.
Yeah. That's the other thing. My kinder Okie relatives had. They had hunting dogs and they had porch dogs. If a dog, you know, just was a horrible dog, they just, you know, that was a porch dog. It slept under
my.
They fed it occasionally.
I had some neighbors walking by this weekend when I was spending an hour in the yard picking up poop from all of the in between the snowfalls that I could not get to until just now.
is it like still frozen hard or is it starting to get soft now? I want to know about the consistency.
So if it's still in the snow, it's soft. But if you let it dry out overnight, dried.
All right. So yeah, all right. So if it's it's way below freezing, you can pick up the dog poop, and it's going to be like hard.
So the problem with doing that though is closer
to the thawing point, then it's gonna be mushy. Yeah, okay. No, I get it.
So the biggest problem is it's a dark thing. So when the sun starts getting heat, the sun will heat up the poop, and the poop will actually fall further into the ice.
This is
the material
for you could do a whole master's thesis on this. The movement of dog feces through the snow, permafrost.
No, permafrost is under the ground.
Not permafrost. The snowbank, on the thermal reflectivity, solar reflectivity of something that's
dog. Well, thankfully, when we came back from our trip from Oregon Washington.
You could get a grant to do this. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you could do that. I mean, you do this every year. You dig with it. You're out there digging dog crap all the time. You should get the government to give you a grant to study the
migration
of dog feces through the snowpack.
I'm just glad that when it warms up and it starts thawing, it happens very fast, so I can kind of keep up on it. But I did fall through the snow. What was it, last Monday? And I had to be rescued by my husband and my big brother because I was fine. I didn't get hurt. It was a very slow. My foot went into the snow all the way up to the knee.
It's kind of like your dog. She got short legs.
Yep, I am short, and I was also so I slowly fell into the snow against the fence, and of course I'm covered now in wet dog poop.
Oh, bless your heart.
Thankfully, Aaron, my brother, did not get to take pictures. My wonderful husband came and rescued me as fast as he could. So I just did the walk of shame to the shower, trying not to get any crap off of me.
You know, I've never met Aaron, but Aaron is the typical big brother.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I mean, 100%. He just absolutely is. Yeah. And I would expect him to have had photographs.
Oh, he was so pissed.
Aaron would have taken your picture before he...
The moment he realized what was going on, Steve had already pretty much gotten me. The funny thing is, though, I was trying to get Dexter inside, and the funny thing is, though, I'm sitting there screaming for my husband, holding on to the leash.
Which kind of corgi is Dexter? You got one of each. He's the Pembroke. He's the newer one you've got.
Yeah, he was.
He older than Speedy or younger?
No, he's 5 years younger.
Okay, so he's the little guy.
He's the intern.
I had in my head that he was older than Speedy. Okay.
No, we try to have interns for our pets.
Yeah. Okay. You got to
so that one teaches. So that it sounds worse than it is.
No, it's pretty bad.
I just really love my animals, so I want to always have an animal.
It just means you're going to have twice the pain. Right?
Twice the poop, twice the fur, twice the hugging.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Each one has their own triggers. Right now, they're actually being rather good. Speedy's in the doorway, and Dexter's probably on the couch.
So I'm going to say something here, and I'll edit this out if you want. If you'd like me to, but a lot of times when I talk to Stacy, well, there's a few dog things when Stacy and I just chat on the phone, which we do.
But yeah, just because we took an 8-month break from the podcast does not mean we stopped talking to each other.
We're still running up the phone bill, right? Yeah. But a couple things. A few days ago, we're on the phone and I had Stacy on my headset. Okay. And she says, "God damn it, Speedy, stop barking. Don't bark, Speedy. God damn it, God damn it." And my Alexa device
This is so funny.
Is Lily, no barking. Because I've turned on the thing that if my dog barks, the robot scolds her. That was pretty good. And that was through my
earphones. That was pretty fun.
That,
when she randomly started playing music.
Well, yeah, that happens too. But when when she hears you yelling at the dogs and says, "Stop barking."
my pitch must be the same pitch as Lily.
It was perfect. Yeah, it was just perfect.
And the other thing was that you're proud of me for getting non-shock bark collars.
I'm very proud.
After we get up done with this, I am going to set up. And they're only going to be worn in the house.
Today, Stacy told me she'd bought these special collars for, and I go right back to the people I grew up with who would have killed taken a dog that can't hunt out to the gravel pit and shot him. And you know, before you do that, you get these shock collars and you try to burn some sense into them. But no, Stacy didn't get those. She got these collars that just emit a tone, right? Tone.
And then on setting 3, it starts with vibrations.
Okay, so it makes some noise, and then it it wiggles off. That seems pretty humane.
Yeah. So I'm and they're only going to be worn in the house because I don't care if they bark outside.
If they bark outside. If I was your neighbor, that's when I would not want your dogs to be barking.
We already got the noise complaint. Our first
really.
Yeah, we got a noise complaint last summer.
Did you really? From like some neighbor?
You can call into the Muni and say
you out because your dogs bark.
So the rule is they have to bark for 5 minutes nonstop.
Okay.
The moment they stop, the clock starts all over again.
Okay.
Well, we've been here for 2 years.
Yeah.
So we're pretty sure it is malicious. Like, somebody just wasn't happy. Yeah,
I mean, can you imagine somebody sitting there with a stopwatch, right? And starting the stopwatch and waiting, 3 minutes and 56 seconds, 4 minutes and 25, it's 5 minutes.
So I think the problem is when you call or communicate to the municipality that you have a noise complaint, they just automatically just send you a letter. Hey, this is your first noise complaint. We don't charge you anything. We just want you to be aware that one of your neighbors was annoyed by your dogs. And I'm like, well, first off, everybody I've ever talked to loves my cords. They love the boys. And then it's like, hey,
if I lived next door to you, I'd be one of those passive aggressive people that would say, oh, Stacy, I love your dog so much. And then I'd call the pound and say,
see, our next door,
they just bark too much.
Our next door neighbor has a daycare and everybody's used to them. And Dexter especially will chase back and forth on the fence line, just excited as all can be. But then they're like, oh, and your second one's going to be $50 and your third one's $100. It goes up by $50. And Steve have agreed that it's like, okay, we'll fight that because somebody will have to prove to us by an unedited video.
Yeah.
Because we were super hyper aware after the first letter. So we're just like, let's just see. Let's pay attention for the next week on how they react to people. And yes, they're going to react to the kids across the street because the kids across the street are moving. But even then, they don't bark for a full 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's like, okay, so I will go to court saying, hey, could you prove to me? And yes, if they want to stay anonymous, that's fine. You go to a court official and show an unedited 5-minute video of my dog's barking, and then I'll pay the fine. But I will fight it that's my hill.
Just make sure I'm never called as a witness for the prosecution.
Well, the big problem is anybody can just call. That's the frustrating thing.
Having been on the other end of the phone from you, when the dogs go off, I don't have to perjure myself. So you keep me out of this.
I think anybody who listens to the podcast will
hear. You keep me out of this. I don't want to be the one that sends you to dog jail.
But we've decided that we will fight it. Like, because anybody can just call in and just say, no, that's too...
And also, sometimes dogs just need to go bark. You know, I mean, it's kind of part
they're
of
corgis. It's their love language.
Yeah, but I mean, just
dogs, you don't get a corgi if you think it's going to be the quietest dog.
My dog goes out at night and barks with all these other dogs in the neighborhood. They have like the neighborhood watch, you know, where they're all barking. How are you over there? How are you? You know, I think they're asking each other what they had for dinner. You know, what'd you have for dinner? I had some chicken. How about you? More of that fucking dry dog food.
So it's definitely one of those things where it's just like, yeah. But that was weird to get at that last summer. But really, honestly, it's been just kind of a mellow thing. Life has been kind of just
mellow.
Steve took me to Washington and Oregon.
Week
and a half. Yeah, decided April is a great time for airfare from Alaska.
Okay.
And so we've just decided that, you know, in April we'll take a week or a week and a half. We took 10 days to just futz around in our old neighborhoods and stuff. And
you were like in Portland and Seattle and...
Yeah, Florence mainly. Florence, Oregon. We drove through Portland. We didn't stop because you just don't stop.
Yeah. See, that's what gives Portland a bad rep. You just don't stop there. You never
know.
Can't
stop on stuff. Well, it's the freeway has this one off ramp, the I-5. That if you miss that I-5, you're going to reroute for 20 minutes to get back onto the I-5. So we literally, I stop talking. So Steve can concentrate and make sure that he gets in the correct lane to stay on the I-5. And then after Portland is when we do potty breaks before or after Portland, but never like if you're like half an hour to or from Portland, you you hold it. Like we got stuck in traffic and I was really hungry and the snacks, I had accidentally left my snacks it just far behind me that I had to actually unbuckle. So I was like, okay, Steve, I made a mistake. But the good news is I'm going to unbuckle when we're in stop and go traffic, grab the stuff. Basically what happened, we didn't realize it until it was a little too late, was usually you go from Portland to Eugene to Florence. Well, on the way back, it rerouted us through the countryside, so we missed Eugene. So it added like 30, 45 minutes to our trip. Oh my. And we had to drop off the rental car at a certain time limit so we didn't get charged an extra day.
Oh, okay.
And so we were trying to... Yeah, so we were trying to push it as much as we could to get through all the traffic and not miss as much time. And then it just... So I was like, oh, I have some snacks. We'll just snack on some stuff.
So, wait. Didn't you see the northernmost In-N-Out burger that's in Eugene, Oregon? I believe it's in Eugene.
Honestly, it just got to the point where the stop-and-go traffic added with the accidental passing of Eugene. We were pushing.
Last time I was in Oregon in December...
Mm-hmm.
See my daughters and my granddaughter. We went out to see Elizabeth do stand up comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to get there, we had to go through Eugene. I'm sure it was Eugene, and they have the northernmost In-N-Out burger.
I've had In-N-Out. It's not that. I mean, I used to live in Phoenix. I don't miss In-N-Out. I don't know. But I did have gas station chicken. Gas station fried chicken.
So you're just like blowing over the fact that we stopped on the way to see our friend Elizabeth's stand-up comedy show. I mean, we went to her show first, and she was hysterical. By the way, if you're in that area.
She was in California on
Twitter. Yeah, I know you missed her. She's so funny.
Some of her bits. Yeah, she's
There should have been 500 people in her show, but you know the word's got to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the way back, we stopped at In-N-Out, and there were okay. I'm just going to tell you about this because it's like a new In-N-Out that's opened like just south of Portland. I really want to say that's where it was, but anyway, south of Portland, they had two lanes of traffic going up to the drive-through windows, two lanes of traffic. I sat out there and counted, and there was on average like 46 cars per lane. Okay, so that's like what?
It's just 90? A hamburger, people.
I know, it's not even that good. It's not that good. So 96 cars in line, plus all the people inside, and it took, I can't remember the math now. It took like 4 minutes for a car to get through. So the person at the end of that line was going to wait like, I'm not going to even try to do the math, but it was like 3 hours to get to the window to order and pick up food. And it never stopped. We were there till very late at night. Elizabeth's show was like at 8 or 9, and we didn't get there till maybe 10. And there are people waiting in the drive-through for like hours, and they even had police cars directing traffic, directing people into the line. It's insane, and you're gonna get an okay burger. It's not a bad burger. It's a pretty good burger. But I'm sorry. I changed the subject to In-N-Out Burger. I'm sorry.
I can't. There are times where
I got the animal fries though. They were pretty.
I mean, when churches opened, Church's Chicken opened. Like they had lines all over the place. It's like. And we finally had some, and it was like...
lined up for Church's fried chicken?
Wow. It's Alaska. We don't get stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when the first Sonic... I grew up in Sonic.
We got a Sonic, too.
We had Sonics. I mean, Sonic started in Oklahoma.
I loved Sonic when I lived in Kansas City.
Well, I mean, they started, you know, where I live. And so Sonics were everywhere. And when we moved out to Baltimore... One opened up in Baltimore, and they had like police out there directing traffic for like a week, to the point that it made the newspaper saying the Baltimore police are going to ask for money. You know, they need to be
special paid. Funding. Right. Yeah, Well, and that's
we're saying, like, it's Sonic, you know, number two with cheese, that's pretty good, but
they're limeade. I mean, that was like crack, and then everybody loves ice so much they sell their ice in bags now.
Yeah, well, you gotta get that soft nugget ice.
But no, we went to some of the places that we used to go to. Like, Steve has this place called Euro Hut that survived the pandemic.
Okay.
Which made him so happy. But the food, we forgot how big the food was, so it's like we can't eat like we used to.
Yeah.
I went to Crazy Chicken or Crispy Chicken or something. It was the Florence's version of...
Crazy Crispy Chicken.
Of Royal Farms, but it wasn't as good as Royal Farms.
Like, I'm telling you. Like, see, that's why you had to come to Delaware to eat Royal Farms chicken.
Oh, dude. Amazing. All the East Coast food was awesome. But I was like, hey, could we make this a thing of getting gas station fried chicken? And he looks at me and goes, no.
No. This is why I love Steve. I love Steve so much.
But he wanted to go to Abby's, which is like a little pizza restaurant thing that they have in Oregon. So he wanted to go to Abby's. And really, honestly, it was just, I put my foot down. I'm like, I want the gas station chicken. And it was okay. It just wasn't, Royal Farms.
Choose your battles, Stacey. I mean, don't battle for.
Well, it was the first attempt at a battle. I'm not gonna continue the battle. It was lost. I was pushing it to see where it was gonna go, and it didn't go where I wanted it to go. So I'm just not gonna do that again.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair. That's fair. That's the key to a happy long relationship.
Steve,
as far as you can go, and then you back off a little bit.
Well, and Steve started his crappy schedule up again, because anybody who wants to work in broadcasting and wants to get promoted, they need the job that Steve has, because every time he hires somebody for this job, within a year they get a better offer.
Right.
And so every couple of months, we got to get him in the pipeline
for that better offer.
So if anybody does Master Control and wants to move to Alaska,
hey, if you want to move to Southern Delaware, our local broadcast—I don't know what you would call it—our the local company that owns every radio and TV station within 100 miles of here.
Yeah.
The charitable trust that also is connected with Dogfish Head Brewery.
You know how I feel about that. Yeah. But it's just too expensive.
They're always looking. They're just always looking for people, but they don't pay anything, you know.
And what's really funny is we were joking the other day about, automation's the thing. It's the thing of the future. Broadcast jobs are going to be a thing of the past. Hey, did you watch that concert? The guy who plays the piano. Elton John, the Elton John concert that they were promoting on CBS.
The guy who plays the piano. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm getting a visual of fingers going back and forth. It was Liberace.
No, he's dead.
Okay.
So Elton John did a concert, and everybody was... It was commercialized because it's going to be broadcast on CBS, and it's going to be this huge thing. Well, the automated system decided that at a certain point, it was time for the news no matter what.
That was Billy Joel.
Oh, was it Billy Joel? Those musicians are all the same. Anyway,
the best part of that concert was when he sang Uptown Girl and Christy Brinkley was in the audience. His way ex-wife, who he wrote that song
about. Oh, I didn't know that was for her. Okay.
Yeah, and she was in the audience, and I just wanted to see her squirm a little bit. she didn't. She's too
cool. I think it's absolutely hilarious, because that is the epitome of why automation is not always perfect. Now they have to rebroadcast it completely.
Yeah.
And they lost so much money on the commercials.
You can go all the way back to what was it, an NFL playoff game in the 70s,
mm-hmm.
when they cut off the final moments of the game. And I wish I could remember the game or who was playing, because it was pivotal. It was a pivotal game, and played Heidi, the movie Heidi.
Was Shirley Temple?
No. She wasn't in that. It was.
There's been a whole bunch of Heidis, and I know Shirley Temple was in one Heidi.
Shirley. I don't think Shirley Temple was in Heidi, but it was Heidi. Little girl traipsing through the Alps, calling the sheep and stuff. And the end of that. They call it like the Heidi Bowl still. Nobody got to see the end of that very important game. And if I could remember
the only people who got to see it were the people alive.
If I could remember the two teams that were playing, how important and how critical it was to the whole playoff, you know, scenario that year. Yeah. You know what?
So it was November 17th, 1968.
Okay.
It was the Oakland Raiders and the New York Jets.
There we go.
And
Did they call it the Heidi Bowl in that article?
I put in Heidi Bowl.
Okay, all
Wikipedia
right.
Wikipedia calls it the Heidi Game or Heidi Bowl. And it gives you the whole thing. The Raiders won by 43-32.
My memory is my father, because I was 10, jumping up and down around the room, throwing things.
Because I'm
sure he had money on this game.
Because the Jets, so basically what happened was the Jets were winning, and just like the Super Bowl, the last couple of Super Bowls, Oakland Raiders just came through hardcore, and nobody watched it. Nobody got to watch it because all of a sudden it was Heidi.
Because it was Heidi.
Yeah, so it was like,
you know what? We haven't talked about The Sopranos at all, and I don't think it's too good.
I teased it. I was like, what are we watching, Steve? And then you said, well, first we got to talk about the 8 months.
I know, and we had a lot to talk about. So let's leave that for episode 2 of season... No, let's see. Episode 2, season 2.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
So this is season 2, episode 1, The Ketchup.
Yeah. The what?
The Ketchup.
The Ketchup?
Yeah, because we're catching everybody up for what we've been doing the last 8 months. Okay, and the little weird tangents we've been going on for the last eight months.
I'm thinking, you know, Hines or Hunt, so we're going to have an arm wrestle.
Well, apparently if you hit the 57 label, like the little thing on the thing, it's
just doesn't work. You know, the only thing that works is if you stick a knife in it, right?
You break the seal?
You stick a knife in it, you break the seal, and it's best if you've already used that knife. It's got a little bit of, like, you know, you've like already cut your burger with it, and you stick it up in the ketchup, and then it comes out.
And you're the person who has dirty butter and nasty peanut butter and jelly, aren't you?
I have dirty butter and nasty peanut butter.
Because you use knives with all the crumbs on it and like all the nasty stuff.
Do I really?
No, I got a new butter dish.
So Stacy visited me one time, and I've never heard about.
No, you don't. It's just it was a joke.
I was playing off my butter dishes and my peanut butter. You want to talk about my grape jelly? You didn't even go there. You didn't even dare to open the lid of my grape jelly, because you got to scrape a glare of green off the top of that.
Oh. I don't eat peanut butter, so I don't do that.
Bagel.
But no, I just, when you look at someone's, not yours, but, you know, people who have toast,
No, you can say mine, because I'm gonna put it out here right now. When Stacy came to visit me like a year ago, she actually cleaned my refrigerator.
It did.
That's okay. I have no pride.
To be completely fair, some of it, so this is the refrigerator that came with the house.
Yeah, but it was clean when I moved in.
But there was, it's going to stop.
You're trying. I know you're trying. Don't try. It was disgusting.
I wanted.
You should see it now. I had a whole rack of ribs that leaked all over it the other day. My blood, my yellow butter has turned orange from the pig blood that's leaked into it.
The albumin.
Yeah.
It's not even blood, it's albumin. Yeah, it's even worse.
Stacy's words were, "This house is really nice. It needs a deep cleaning."
And I was, you actually slept a lot.
I slept a lot when you were here. I don't sleep well, but when Stacy and Steve were here, I just slept. It was like, I was so calm and relaxed.
And I'm an early bird, so I didn't want to wake up you guys. You know, Steve was on vacation too. So, and I let him sleep in till 10, which is at 10, 11. Yeah. And he's like, "Why are you letting me sleep in?" I'm like, "It's your vacation too, honey." And so I watched all of the Winchesters. I watched most of Kung. I was watching all these, but because I'm such a morning person, I cleaned your kitchen. I cleaned your refrigerator.
You would become disgusted by my kitchen and my refrigerator.
It was the quietest thing I could clean. Like, I can't clean the rug or the floors because that's...
You don't want to come in and change the sheets on my bed. That would be bad, yeah.
Well, to be fair, though, Lily kicks off the sheets to your bed, so all I'd have to do is open your door, pick them off of the floor, and watch them.
More times than not, I sleep on a bare mattress because the dog has kicked all the covers off.
Yeah.
So we've learned each other's routines.
Yeah, right. All right. Good night, Stacy.
Good night, Steve. Good night, Cringers. I hope that you stick around for when we actually talk about watching the Sopranos.
We'll talk about something interesting in a week or two.
If you have any questions, don't forget to call us. 401-400-2096, if that still works. I don't know if that
still works. Howardsdale Clams. It's our national headquarters. Global headquarters.
We decided not to go to Woonsocket when I was up there because it's like, no, I'm looking at the crime reports.
You probably don't want to go. My niece Lauren and I are talking about taking a trip up there to go see, you know, go visit like the graves where all our relatives are buried.
Right, because you actually have people there.
Yeah, well, I mean, Rhode Island's so tiny, right? My people never would have made it to Woonsocket. That was like 2 miles away. They didn't travel that far. but we thought we might go out and take a look at Woonsocket. Well,
I want to have a full report on that.
Oh, absolutely.
Although, see if we can contact somebody about that stupid fund problem.
I'm going to say it here, right? Loud and proud. Mm-hmm. We tried to get the Woonsocket people to be involved in the charity we tried.
We wanted to give them, like, what was it? We decided on like $150 and then nobody got back to us.
Well, and that's what we ended up with, but we wanted a little publicity from them so that, you know, because we offered them our whole take from all our merch.
And then some, we doubled it.
And then we both agreed that we'd kick in enough to double it. And all they had to do was say something nice about the podcast, and they never even got back to us.
Not one person got back to us. And then, like,
I'm hoping those kids in Woonsocket don't have any milk from their milk fund anymore.
I hope it's spoiled milk.
I'm hoping they're getting like soy milk
chunks.
Yeah.
Chunky milk. I don't know what I'd rather have, chunky or soy. I drink oat milk.
Do you?
Because I have. Have you looked at
the environmental impact of oat milk? Do you know how many oat trees it takes to make a gallon of milk?
So many oat
trees. It's like all of them. They have to
all the water.
They cut down these oak trees that have been there growing for like 150 years, and they run them through a shredder. And then a little bit drips out the bottom. They got a guy there with a bucket where the little bit drips out the bottom, and he sells that off to Chobani or whatever that company is, and they say, this is virgin oat milk. The rest of it just, like, goes into compost and crap. It takes like it. I want to say I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Okay, so don't you know? Give me some latitude.
Don't at me. Wrong,
but I think it takes 300 oak, fully grown 150 year old oak trees to make a half a gallon of oat milk. I think that's right. I could be wrong.
On that note, on that wonderful trivia adventure.
Oh God, I can't. You know, I both can't believe we've waited so long to do this, and I also can't believe we're doing this again. Good night, Stacey.
Good night, Steve.